Hello everyone, this is Louis.
This is Jessica.
Hi Jessica. Hey, 好久不见。
好久不见。
We come back from your summer, your spring break, Chinese New Year.
Yes.
So it's great to have you back and do some translation today, right?
My pleasure.
So today is March 2nd, 2014, and this is Origin of Words podcast number 86. And this is a podcast where we discuss the history and the origin of English words and idioms and slang. And we give you more details about them. You know, on the internet, Jessica, there are many websites that will tell you the meaning of these words. And some of them will go into the origin, but not many.
Mm-hmm.
But we give you the inside scoop about the history and the origin. So this one today, number 86 podcast, is a little bit different and maybe a little bit strange for some of you. But if you follow Facebook, facebook.com, if you follow it, you will know that on February 14th, which was, do you know what February 14th was?
Well, I just know that it was my birthday.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
And it was all, and it is and was also Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And on February 14th, Facebook made an announcement that they now have more than 50, I believe 56 gender options. When you register, or even after you register, you can click off what your gender is.
那我们今天讲的就是 gender, 性别。
So most people think gender as a male or female. So we say, for example, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. But now, if you follow Facebook, we have to go through 56 different genders. Hey. It's really
a big burden for the speakers.
It's a big burden. But I think maybe Facebook did it in response to some complaints, or at least from some people out there that look at their gender as more or different than just a male, strictly male, or strictly female. So today we want to tell you about only some of these words, but of course we will provide you some information and links where you can get all 56 of these different genders. But today we have only about, I think it's 6 words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And those 6 words are, the first one is genderqueer. The second one is androgyny. The third one is
bi-gender.
Bi-gender. The fourth one is
cisgender.
Cisgender. And then number 5 is pan-gender, and number 6 is transgender. So we have a lot of words with gender in it. So let's get right to it. Genderqueer. Now, the term genderqueer began in around the year 2000. So what is this, 2014? So maybe 14 years ago. About 14 years ago, and with the young people, as usual, that, you know, make these semantic changes in language meaning, it began with their own identity, in especially in the United States, where people didn't really identify themselves strictly as a male or strictly as a female. So this term genderqueer, meaning that actually has many meanings. It can mean a third gender, or it could mean bi-gender, or having multi-gendered. So basically what it means is they feel that maybe they were born male, but they also have, they feel like they have some strong feminine traits, or a female born a female biologically, but they also have a lot of or feel a lot of male traits. So you put these feelings. It's really a question of emotion and the feeling and the social acceptance, and all of this has related to this term gender queer.
Gender queer 的意思呢，就是那些对自己的性别身份有疑问的人。
Okay, so that's gender queer. Let's move on to the next word, and we have androgyny. This is a word that's been around for a while, and it means masculine and feminine characteristics. And because it's been around, it's been around quite a lot. It has a long history, and it goes back to the ancient Greeks. And from the ancient Greek, we have the prefix andra, A-N-D-R, and I'll put this in the show notes so you can understand it better. Andra or aner, which it has the Greek meaning of man. And then we have the other part of that, and please forgive me my pronunciation, maybe it's pronounced gune or gwenny. Anyway, I'll put that in the show notes. And that means woman. So we take these two aspects together and we form the word androgyny, meaning masculine and feminine.
这个词它是一个术语，它有一个术语的中文解释叫做雌雄同体。
So you can also check that off in Facebook if you feel you are androgynous, not completely male, not completely female. So let's go on to the third word. We have bi-gender. Now, I have to say that some of these gender words, they overlap each other. So if you know what bi, B-I means, basically it means two. And now we know what gender means. So we have the word bi-gender spelled with a B-I-G or with a B-I and then a hyphen, the word gender and with a hyphen. And of course, again, something like androgynous, this is a combination of two genders, male and female. However, the two genders here might not exactly be male or female, as in androgynous. It could be something other than exactly male or exactly female. But that's what bi-gender means, and if you feel you are bi-gender, you can check it off. Now, I should also say one more thing about bi-gender. In the United States, bi-gender is officially recognized as a medical term. I'm not going to say medical mental problem. I won't say that because I don't know if that's true. But according to the American Psychological Association, APA, it is a recognized term of gender, and it's part of the transgender group.
Well, bi-gender 是那些觉得自己两种性别身份都能表现出来的那些人。
Okay, so that's bi-gender. So if you think you're in that group in Facebook, you can check it off. Now, we have another word, and I'm not sure the pronunciation is cisgender. Is that correct? Cis, C-I-S, or cis, but I've heard it called cis. Cisgender. And again, this word has a long history, or the prefix of Latin has a long history, cis, and it means on the side of or on this side. And it actually is the opposite meaning of a transgender, which means on the opposite. So you can say cisgender is the opposite of transgender. So it's getting confusing. But people that, you know, see themselves as a particular gender, they probably understand this better than I. So please correct me or send me an email if I got this wrong. So cisgender goes back to the time of the Romans, and again it means on the side of, and coming up to the present time, it's been on the internet in the 1990s as the word cisgender, and it's been used in the transgender news group, or at that time in 1990 it was called the Usenet, and people were talking about it and referring to themselves or their friends or people they knew as transgenders or cisgender people. So it's not a recent term, just of this century or this year. So it does go back, in the 1990s, and there were some one of the posters at that time, 1996, said someone asked him, "Where'd you get this term?" And he said, "Well, I just made it up." So I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he said, and that's what's been reported. And then we have some other information about cisgender, and that it goes back to 1991 in some of these medical journals talking about transsexuals and transgenders and cisgender people. So it goes back, but it goes back to the 1990s. Any other translation you want to add?
Well, cisgender, 这些人就会对自己的性别身份非常肯定了，就觉得如果她是女生，她就觉得，没问题，我就是个女生。
Okay, and the next term we have is pangender. So people who don't want to be labeled as a female or mender or male, sorry, of their gender, and they also don't fit into any of the bi-gender categories, they can call themselves pan-gender. So the word pan means basically all-inclusive. It does overlap with the word genderqueer. And it basically means they have the feeling that they are many genders. You know, maybe male, female, cisgender, transgender, it's all kind of mixed up. Mm-hmm. They don't fit into any one category. So that's the pan-gender.
Well, pan-gender 和那个 genderqueer 有点相似，它其实就是说对性别身份还是有一定的疑问。
So the last one here is transgender, and as I alluded to before, trans means going across, like transatlantic, going from New York to London is transatlantic. So transgender here, this is for people who feel that they don't conform to either male or female, and they don't see themselves as exactly male or exactly female, and they might feel a little bit of both, or maybe they feel the opposite, they may feel like heterosexual, which means both sexes, or homosexual, which means one sex, or bisexual, which means two sexes. But these are all transgender people. But also pangender can also be transgender. Is that hard to translate?
Well, still, transgender 这部分人依然对于这个男女这两种性别是有疑问的，他们是不赞成这种说法的。
And I just want to end this these genders with an example of a man in the United States born George William Jorgensen. And he was born in 1996. He died in 1989, but I should say she died in 1989 because when he was 25 years old, so that would be 1951, he had one of the first, or if the, or probably was the first, sexual operation called a sex reassignment surgery. And that was because he felt he was a transgender, transsexual. He felt more feminine than masculine. So he had an operation to change his sex, and he changed his sex from male to female. And further research shows that there are other cultures that do this, not just the thing in the United States. But people in India, people in Bangladesh, some cultural groups in Pakistan also have these transgender culture. And not sure if they've had actual operations, but they do identify as transgender. So there you have it. But that's only five. But if you, so I'll put some notes in the podcast. And you can, you know, look up it further if you want to. If you are, if you can get Facebook, you can check it out on Facebook and see which category you are in. Because you have now, you have 56 choices. So when you introduce yourself in a speech like, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, now you can go on and on and on and on and take up around half your speech just on the gender. So there you have it. Mm-hmm. And so what gender are you?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so you, we know you're a female, but uh-huh. Remember, the gender is more than just your biology. So, thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, any emails, please also, if you can get Facebook, click the like. If you want to leave a comment, try to leave a comment. If you don't know how to do this, send me an email. If you you can also download it to your computer, your MP3 or something like that. And if you have any suggestions for further podcasts, please send an email. Okay? Mm-hmm. So Jessica, mm-hmm. So we'd like to close now?
Yes.
Okay, and we can say
再见,
everybody. Bye-bye.